Welcome back to the Maritimes.
Thanks, man. It's been a minute.
It has been a minute. We were talking, I think it was the Marquee I last saw you on stage here.
Yeah, it's definitely been a couple of years. I mean, I know I was out here with Tim Hicks and Madeline Merlot, which seems like ages ago before COVID.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we all aged 10 years through COVID.
I was going to say, so that was 10 years ago.
It feels extra long, right?
Man, it does seem like extra long. I want to take you back to the very first time that I ever caught Tebe live in show and had a chance to meet you backstage. And you know what? You had quite a memory made at the Cavendish Beach Music Festival. This is when I first saw you, and when many, I think, first saw you on stage around these parts. You filmed the video with your little.
I did,
on Cavendish Beach.
I had my daughter and my wife out there, and she was, I mean, she's 11 now, but she was probably 3 years old. And what a great memory getting to film that video. I mean, it was an amazing crowd, of course. It's Cavendish. Mm-hmm. The crowd's always amazing.
Yeah, man.
But just to have my daughter there and to be able to film a music video, I feel like I'm forever connected to Cavendish Beach because of that.
I feel the same way. You're forever connected to the Maritimes for that, right?
Absolutely.
Now I Do was the song. You mentioned your daughter, 11 now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Time flies. She's 11 going on 20. And it's crazy. I mean, I've got a son as well, and he's 8 years old. So we got a full house.
Yeah, man.
Sports every day, all day. You know, it's very busy down in Tennessee.
I knew you were super busy.
Yeah.
So, with all the kidlets I've got to myself, and I know it's nuts. So there's no stopping a songwriter like yourself. I know the ideas are always just flying. So you've been busy.
I have.
And you've got some new music coming.
I'm excited. You know, it's been about a year since I've had some music out, and that was kind of by design. I just want to take some time off, kind of regroup. You know, I feel like when I'm constantly releasing music, I'm just really busy just trying to write all the time, and I found myself kind of forcing it a little bit, the creativity, because you can't force creativity. You can't
totally
force the song ideas. So I just took a little bit of time off and watched some sports and played a little FIFA on the Xbox and got the creative juices going again.
What's coming our way?
Man, new single. It's called Hold Your Horses.
I
haven't done an interview yet talking about the new single, but I'm excited. It's up-tempo. It's a banger. I think people are going to really be feeling it. And we're actually working on some cool EDM remixes.
Nice.
Because I think that's like a whole thing right now. It's called like the EDM movement. We're seeing it a lot in Nashville where these dance remixes are being done for all these, you know, these country records. So I'm going to have some fun with it. We're going to give the fans a bunch of different options for this record.
I think you came in a good time in the country music world. And, of course, you're no rookie.
Yeah, no.
But you talk about the EDM thing. I mean, country's hot, man. It's been hot.
It's all over the place. I mean, we got Morgan Wallen to thank for that.
Yeah.
I mean, he's bringing in so many fans into the genre. I mean, for a while there, it was Taylor Swift, you know, but now it's just Morgan Wallen. And it's great. It's a great opportunity for artists like myself because he's broadening our fan base. He's allowing people that normally may not listen to country music, people that may not listen to the station are tuning in now. So it's just a great thing all around.
Saw him last summer, man. It was great.
Yeah.
What a show.
He's got a great show. He's also got a lot of money.
Yeah.
Right about now.
Off the record, he didn't have a great show, but he's got the hits.
Yes, he's got the hits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and a really nice private jet.
Yeah. He and Ernest flew out on it. Yeah.
Yeah, they did.
It looked pretty nice. Speaking of Morgan Wallen, and as such a prolific songwriter yourself, what do you think about an artist releasing a 36-song album? What's your thought on that? Like, you know,
man, I think that Morgan Wallen is ruining it for the rest of us. I was talking to my radio guy here, Gary, and we were talking about how much Morgan Wallen releases music, like how frequently. I mean, I feel like he's dropping bangers once a month, which is just making it so much more difficult on the rest of us.
Totally,
this guy just keeps cranking out the hits nonstop.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, it's kind of nice to see the albums coming back because obviously albums have fallen by the wayside with streaming. If we're being honest, people are. Our attention spans in general with TikTok, I feel like we can't, you know, pay attention for much longer than a couple minutes at a time. So to record an entire album is something that a lot of people aren't doing these days. But for Morgan Wallen to come through and to put out a 36-song record is pretty incredible. And every song is amazing. It's really, really cool to watch songs connect. You know, I feel over the years I've had a couple songs that have not only been radio hits, but have really connected with people. Denim on Denim, Happened on a Saturday Night, songs like that. But for Morgan Wallen, it seems like everything he puts out just really hits home with people. And ultimately, being an artist, that's what it's all about. You want to connect with the people. And I think that's why he's become a superstar so fast.
So hold your horses. New music from Tay-Bay.
Hold your horses. We're coming.
Yeah, baby.
We're coming with it.
I love it. When are we going to see you touring back out this way? Is that too much to ask? I know your person's here.
No, okay. I would love to get out here. And I'm not just saying that because I'm sitting in this chair. Like, I've been talking about it with my agent about coming out to the Maritimes East Coast for a long time. It's you know, it's a little more difficult to tour out here, if I'm being honest, just totally. Because it is so far away. But I would love to come back out. It's been a long time since I've played shows. I played Cavendish recently, but again, that's not Nova Scotia. That's not New Brunswick. So.
We populate it, however.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, a lot of fans go out that after that festival, which is amazing. But I really do want to come through and do some shows in some of these other cities. That's, yeah, I mean, I just think it's important for the fans to know. It's, you know, we want to come here for sure. It's hard to make it make sense financially sometimes.
Completely.
But I'll tell you what, I'm dedicated and I am willing to lose money to come out here and play some country music for the fans on the East Coast.
Oh, we'll hook you up with Donaires and Keats, man.
Yeah, that's good enough for me. Some good Donaires. I'm in.
Tay-Bay, can't thank you enough for your time.
Thanks, man. Anytime.